Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about grazing and pasture management, two really big topics I feel like in the sheep business and something a lot of people don't talk about that much. So excited to share this with you guys today. So the first thing is parasites. Parasites are super, super important and kind of a little bit of a fear for a lot of sheep farmers. A lot of people deworm their sheep, but I have found that the best way to be getting rid of those parasites and cleaning them out of their body is to actually supplement them with garlic oil. You heard that right, garlic oil. You can find that on Amazon for pretty cheap, and you can add it to their feed. You don't need a lot, you just need like a little teaspoon, and then you just mix it up, and then they eat it, and then that cleans out their body and getting rid of any parasites that may be in there. Another thing would be switching fields. Switching fields kind of falls into parasites because if you have sheep on one pasture for, say, 30 days, then you can switch them onto a different field, and that should clean out their system too because they're on a different field. 30 days is usually the best day, so you switch them on a different field every month. But, you know, there's lots of people that do different things. They do the garlic oil, they do both. There's lots of different ways to be getting rid of your parasites. Another thing would be rich grass. Rich grass is kind of ruins their insides when you're switching them onto a fresh field so fast, and maybe the grass is a little more rich there. That could mean it's super green and there's a lot of it. That can cause them to have things like diarrhea, and it can actually upset their stomach. And that's kind of something I worry about when I'm switching my sheep up on a different field, is them having lots of diarrhea. Because this, in the summer especially, we don't have any green grass around the summer, but if you did have your fields irrigated and they were switched onto a really rich piece of grass, that and they have diarrhea, that can actually lead to some pretty bad flies, and not to mention it stinks and it can actually hurt them. So another thing would be supplementing with hay is usually the best idea. My sheep are on pasture all day, but when they come in at night, they're supplemented with hay. We feed them orchard grass hay, so it's pretty healthy. It's not super rich like alfalfa hay that can cause them some diarrhea. But it's pretty good choice when you're with sheep, and it also gives them just something to fill them up a little bit more. But choosing something a little healthier can also be a great choice. I don't recommend using alfalfa hay because it's super rich and stemmy, so they won't finish the stems. They'll just eat the leafy stuff, which is super rich, and it can upset their stomachs and cause diarrhea again. But yes, supplementing with hay is pretty good. Just gives them a little more something, and it also kind of makes sure that they're not eating grass 24/7, but it's not a huge deal if they are. Adding minerals is also important when you're with sheep. You want to make sure those sheep are really healthy and that they're getting the best out of the best. The sheep have free choice of minerals. I have a little dish in their pen that has salt, loose mineral salt, and what's the other thing? Loose mineral salt and sea kelp, that's it. So they have loose mineral salt and sea kelp in one big tub. Sheep are pretty picky, so I don't worry about putting them in separate bins because usually they end up in the same bin anyway. So you can just put them in one tub and they can pick through that and see what they want. The babies also really love the minerals too, I've noticed. I put minerals out when we had lambs and the sheep went all over them. So make sure you have minerals, especially during lambing, because the sheep are really going to start to crave that. It can also mean the sheep, if they're getting a lot of minerals, you can also put some minerals in the field. They will really use those minerals more so in the field, because if they feel that they're lacking something in the field, they will go eat your minerals, and that's pooping it out into the field, making it a healthier field for them. And it also adds the supplements into the grass for them. So that's perfect. Just make sure you have those minerals in the field. I haven't been putting them in the field just because it's been raining a lot and it's just wasting the mineral. So we don't do that, but they are in the pens, they are accessing minerals. But another thing would be overgrazing. That means too many fields or too many animals on one field. And you'll notice that they're overgrazing if there's a lots of manure buildup, and Maybe the grass is super short, so they've mowed it down quite a bit and it's really muddy. That could mean that they're overgrazing it. So please make sure you're watching that. If they're overgrazing it, definitely move some sheep around and get them on a different pasture or split some sheep up because you never want an overgrazed pasture. Never ends good. That can cause them to be eating their own manure, and that can also mean that they have maybe some parasites inside. So always make sure that you're not overgrazing, but you're also putting them on a fresh, clean pasture each month, because that's important as well, especially when they're with lambs. But those are kind of some key topics that are important in the grazing and pasture management business. There's lots and lots of other minerals and parasite control, so that's important to remember. So those are kind of the main topics, but I'm going to talk to you guys a bit about the parasites. There's quite a few big ones, but there's so many different parasites, guys. The main one is probably coccidiosis, and also known as coccidia. That's probably one of the main parasite controlled ones. If you go online and search all kinds of parasites, there's so many, and there's so many vaccine options. But there's so many different things that you can look at and do some reading on. There's so many, though. It's usually important to be watching your sheep, though. Always make sure that you're watching that because the worms and the tapeworms, all that gross stuff. Also, make sure that you're watching the manure when you're going out in the field. Just watch and see if you see any worms in their poop, because that's important. Another great way of telling if they have parasites is actually be looking at their eyelids. If they're really, really light, let me remember. I think if it's really, really light, that means that they, yeah, it's called the fimacha. Fimacha is, they make it on all kinds of different sheets and stuff, so you can look at the coloring. But if they have a very, very light coloring, then that means you need to check on it. If it has a dark, then it's fine. So make sure you're checking that, and there's lots of different sheets you can look at. And that just means you're looking at their eyelid. The eyelid, if it's really light, it's probably meaning that there's a parasite. If it's really dark, pinkish color, then it's fine. But you can also tell by that, and there's lots of different sheets you can look at and information about that as well. Of course, there's all kinds of minerals that can clean them out. All kinds of different stuff you can be feeding to reduce the mineral or the parasites. So always check that out, guys, because there's so much information about that. But I think that's it for today. If you want to hear any more about this, let me know in the comments. Make sure to like and check out my other socials because I love doing these podcasts for you guys and sharing what I know. Thank you so much. Let me know if you want to see anything else. Bye. Thanks for listening.